From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. There has still been no response from North Korea following Saturday's unanimous vote in the UN Security Council, 15-0, to approve a resolution written by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. That's a third of what the company produces in exports every year. The resolution to place added sanctions on North Korea was in response to the rogue nation's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. The tests showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi held a bilateral meeting with his North Korean counterpart Ri Yong-ho Sunday on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ministerial meetings in Manila. Wang said he urged Ri to adhere to UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with missile launches and nuclear tests. Wang also said he advised his North Korean counterpart to take a double suspension approach to easing tensions on the Korean Peninsula, an approach calling for the suspension of North Korea's nuclear tests and the suspension of joint military drills by the U.S. and South Korea. A warning to North Korea by foreign ministers from the 10 ASEAN countries is expected to soothe the U.S. government, which the ministers hope will play a stronger role in their region. At the same time, they hope to protect their own ties to North Korea. This is VOA News. Russia said Sunday that the U.S. is soon sending its negotiator for eastern Ukraine to Moscow for talks about the ongoing violence there. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov made the announcement after an hour-long meeting in Manila with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. It was the first high-level contact between the two countries since President Trump last week reluctantly signed new sanctions into law to punish Russia for interfering in the 2016 presidential election to help him win. Lavrov said U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker would meet with Russia's envoy for the Ukraine crisis, Vladislav Surkov. Kenya's Rift Valley was the epicenter of the 2007-2008 post-election violence. While there are few concerns about mounting tensions this year over the ongoing local races, residents have held youth marches and a special church service to remember the victims of 2008's Kiamba Church massacre. As Mohamed Youssef reports from Eldoret, voters go to the polls on Tuesday.
In 2007, a disputed presidential vote, communities turned against each other, more than 1,000 people died, and 600,000 people were displaced. Since the post-election violence, many things have changed. The two warring communities have reconciled and now support one candidate for the presidency, the incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta and his deputy William Ruto. In this election, that unity will be tested as local races and politics take center stage. The International Crisis Group has warned of possible violence, saying the creation of new counties ruled by powerful elected local officials has increased the stakes of the political competition. ICG notes the task of reconciling the two communities is not yet complete, and unresolved historical grievances explain the tension that comes with election violence in Rift Valley region. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Eldoret, Kenya.
The American Vice President Mike Pence is pushing back on suggestions that he is already plotting a run for the presidency in 2020 if President Trump does not seek a second term in the White House. Pence said he found, quote, disgraceful and offensive, a report in the New York Times Sunday that he is forming a, quote, shadow campaigns and that aides have intimated to Republican donors that he would seek the presidency if Trump doesn't run for re-election. Pence and Trump were inaugurated just 6.5 months ago, but the early months of the president's 4-year term have been chaotic. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.